This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gazans sheltered Monday from intense bombing and shooting in the city of Khan Yunis as pressure built on Israel for an eventual two-state solution involving statehood long sought by Palestinians. Witnesses reported deadly strikes and fierce fighting between Israeli soldiers and U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants overnight in the southern city, which has become the latest epicenter of the war. Palestinians displaced by intense fighting head for Rafah, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thousands flee from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis on Monday as the Israeli military expands ground operations into the region. Most are heading for Rafah near the border with Egypt, with some driving laden with baggage, while others simply walk with no possessions. One of the displaced, Ahmed Shurab, says, "Where do we go? This is the 17th time I've left my home. Should I go to Rafah? Rafah's all one street. What do they want from us?" Meanwhile, representatives of the Arab League meet for an emergency meeting over the war in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House on Monday said Israel has an obligation to protect innocent people in Gaza hospitals, even as it pursues its campaign against Palestinian militant group Hamas.
We expect them to do so in accordance with international law and to protect innocent people in hospitals, medical staff and patients as well, as much as possible.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Israel had a right to defend itself, something officials within U.S. President Joe Biden's administration have been saying since the October 7th attack and the start of the war between Israel and Hamas.